Welcome to Bixis Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim, and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bixis Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Bix Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will have various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program is Sterling Bowes. For the modern musicians, I will turn to the New Wolverine Orchestra and will play one or two sides from their latest CD. But let's get started with Sterling Bowes. We have been discussing one of the recordings by Sterling Bowes and the question as to whether it is really Sterling Bowes or Bix. The consensus, I believe, is that it is not Bix, but Sterling Bowes is a really very good cornet trumpet player, and I'd like to play a few recordings from him. Sterling Bowes was born in Florence, Alabama, on February 23, 1906, and died in St. Petersburg, Florida, in June of 1958. By his own hands, I understand. In the early 1920s, Bowes played with several bands in New Orleans. In 1925, he joined the Arcadian Serenaders at the Arcadia Ballroom in St. Louis as a replacement for Wingy Manone. Of course, at that time, 1925, Bix was playing with Tram in the Arcadia Ballroom. The Tram band and the Serenaders alternated sets in the ballroom. Bix and Bowes became good friends. They shared their love of jazz as well as that of booze. On November 4, 1925, Bix and Bowes moved into room 608 of the Coronado Hotel in St. Louis. After the Gene Goldcat Orchestra dissolved in the fall of 1927, Goldcat organized another unit out of Kansas City and had Hoagy Carmichael on piano, Sterling Bowes and Andy Sechrist on cornets. Later, Bowes played with Ben Pollack from about 1930 to 33. He also played with the bands of Joe Hames, Tommy Dorsey, Ray Noble, Benny Goodman, Glenn Miller, Bob Crosby, Bobby Hackett, etc., etc. In the 1940s, Bowes played at Nick's in groups led by Miff Maul and by Art Hodes. Sterling Bowes, like most white cornet trumpet players of the 1920s, came under the spell of Bix, and you will hear in the next few recordings the strong influence that Bix had on Sterling Bowes. Well, let's get started with the music. First, I will play Just Imagine. This is a recording by Gene Goldcat and his orchestra. This is the post-Bix and Tram Gene Goldcat orchestra. This is recorded in Chicago on July 9, 1928. Just Imagine with Earl Baker, Joe Hooven, and Sterling Bowes on trumpet, Pee Wee Hunt and Vernon Brown on trombone, Wally DeFoe on clarinet or alto sax, Larry Tice on clarinet, alto sax, tenor sax, Dale Skinner on clarinet, tenor sax, Ben Schriemann, Earl Wright on violin, Art Gronwall on piano, George Rose on banjo or guitar, Steve Brown on string bass, Dior on drums. The vocal here is by Greta Woodson. And what's important in this recording is to listen to the obbligato behind the vocal by Greta Woodson. According to the liners in an Italian rare tone LP entitled Bix, To Be or Not to Be, when Venuti heard this record, he said immediately, sure, that's Bix. He was referring to the obbligato behind the vocal. On the other hand, in Bix, Man and Legend, Solharder and Evans state that Bix's presence in this record, once suspected on the strength of a cornet obbligato to Greta Woodson's vocal, can be discounted. Vernon Brown and Dale Skinner, who participated, confirm that the player is Sterling Bowes, as does Goldcat himself. Well, you can listen for yourselves and decide. I will follow the recording of Just Imagine by Gene Goldcat by a recording by Paul Wildman and his orchestra, in which Bix does also some obbligato behind the vocal. This is My Melancholy Baby, recorded on May 15th, 1928, by the full Paul Wildman orchestra. And there is an obbligato by Bix behind the vocal by Austin Young. So let's listen to two obbligatos from 1928. First, Sterling Bowes, and then Bix Beiderbecke.
cloud must have a silver lining. Wait until the sun shines blue. Smile, my honeydew, while I kiss away each tear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
Gene Golcat Orchestra, even after Bix, Tram, Don Murray, and many of the other top musicians from the legendary recording orchestra, even after those guys left, Gene Golcat was able to put together a nice band with a Golcat sound. Now I would like to play a couple of recordings by Annette Henshaw. First, Give Me Liberty or Give Me Love. This was recorded in New York on November 22, 1933, with Sterling Bowes on trumpet, Benny Goodman on clarinet or tenor sax, Joe Venuti on violin, Fulton McGrath on piano, Dick McDonough on guitar, Artie Bernstein on string bass, and either Chauncey Morehouse or Stan King on drums. I will follow that with a recording from February 3rd, 1934, Let's Fall in Love, with Sterling Bowes on trumpet, Jack Teagarden on trombone, Joe Cordaro on clarinet or tenor sax, Joe Venuti on violin, John Maresco on piano, Perry Butkin on guitar, Artie Bernstein on string bass, and Larry Gomar on drums. So let's listen to a couple of recordings by Annette Henshaw with Sterling Bowes, one from 1933, the other from 1934.
I'm weary of worry and weary of the blue. I'm weary of wanting the love that you refuse. I'm weary of waiting, I win you or I lose. I'm wasting away my youth. So tell me, but tell the truth. I'm a slave to you. Don't you want that I gave to you? You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love. You're so dear to me. I'm in heaven when you're near to me. You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love. You've been kind of strange. Why the sudden change? Do you want somebody new? I'd be glad to share all your grief and care, but never will I ever share you. I'll be all your own. Yours to have and hold and call your own. You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine alone. Give me liberty or give me love. But never will I ever share you. I'll be all your own. Yours to call your own. You can have me if you want me, but you must be mine. Give me liberty or give me love. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. We might have been meant for each other. Not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love. I have a feeling, it's a feeling I'm concealing, I don't know why. It's just a mental, incidental, sentimental alibi. But I adore you, so strong for you. Why go on stalling? I'm falling, love is calling, why be shy? Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Our hearts are made of it. Let's take a chance. Why be afraid of it? Let's close our eyes and make our own paradise. Little we know of it, still we can try to make a go of it. Been meant for each other to be or not to be, let our hearts discover. Let's fall in love. Why shouldn't we fall in love? Now is the time for it while we are young. Let's fall in love.
Wasn't Annette Henshaw great? She's undoubtedly my favorite singer from the 1920s and 1930s. Well, Sterling Bowles, by 1933-34, when he was accompanying Annette Henshaw in these recordings and in other recordings from the 30s, doesn't really have that Pixin sound any longer. So I want to go back to the Gene Wildcat Orchestra of 1928 and play a couple of sides where the Bixian influence is really very obvious. I will play first take three of My Blackbirds Are Bluebirds Now. The composition of the band is essentially the same as the one I gave for Just Imagine. The exception is that the banjo or guitar by George Rose is replaced here by Van Fleming, and Van Fleming also takes the vocal in My Blackbirds Are Bluebirds Now. I will follow that with Don't Be Like That, recorded on the same day, November 23rd, 1928, in Chicago. And the vocal here is taken by Harold Stokes. The arrangement in these two sides is by Don Redman. That is why the band, according to Brian Rust, sounds a little bit like the McKinney Cotton Pickers. So here is Sterling Bowles with Gene Wildcat and his orchestra in 1928. Thank you.
sing a song, because nothing's wrong. My blackbirds are blue birds now. My bad luck's gone on its way. Good luck had to come back to stay. My blackbirds are blue birds now. I told a little whippoorwill, told a pretty daffodil, I told a preacher on the hill. Wedding's Sunday, honeymoon's Monday, yes, it'll be life worthwhile. Look up with a grand big smile, my blackbirds are bluebirds now.
I started the program with a couple of obbligatos behind the vocals, one by Sterling Bowes and one by Big Spiderbeck. Let's bring another recording in which there is an obbligato, this one by Andy Sechrist. And this recording brings in another interesting feature. I'm talking about My Sweeter Than Sweet. This is a recording made by Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra after Big Spiderbeck had left the Paul Whiteman Orchestra and his association with Frankie Trumbauer. This was recorded on October 19, 1929, and the members of the band are Frank Trumbauer on C melody and directing, Andy Sigrist on cornet, Charlie Margulis on trumpet, Bill Rank on trombone, Charles Strickfaden on alto sax, Izzy Friedman on clarinet or tenor sax. Min Lee Brook on bass sax, Joe Venuti on violin, Lenny Hayton on piano, and George Marsh on drums, and the vocal is by Smith Ballou. Now let me read from the liners for this CD. This is the Old Masters three volumes on Tram, and Dick Sodhalder wrote the liners, and he says, "My Sweeter Than Sweet present a small puzzle to Beiderbecke sleuths. Sigrist, taking the bridge of Tram's chorus, plays a seven-note figure, bars 3 and 4, that almost exactly replicates one that occurs in the same place and harmonic circumstances on Whiteman's Waiting at the End of the Road. As a matter of convention, the latter solo has always been attributed to Bix, in line with accounts of his collapse at the Whiteman Columbia session of September 13, 1929. But there is no other known instance on records where a Sigrist solo contains a figure or figures so similar to one played by Bix. Even their 16-bar solos on the Trumbauer Baby Won't You Please Come Home, while Bix like in nature, do not overlap in specifics. The two men construct essentially different figure shapes and are readily distinguishable from one another. The similarity between the incidents on My Sweeter Than Sweet and Waiting at the End of the Road, the fact that they are both played against a B minor chord, and the atypically of the latter solo, among other Bix efforts, prompt speculation that Sigrist may have been the soloist in both instances." Well, let's listen then to My Sweeter Than Sweet for that particular figure that Sodhalter talks about, as well as for the doodling by Andy Sigrist behind the vocal by Smith Ballou.
Just a line remains now, my sweeter than sweet. If you, all my dreams are red. You mean the world to me, or words to that effect. Love songs very few are quite so incomplete. Main thing is that you are my sweeter than sweet.
Undoubtedly, the figuration that Sotholder talks about is extremely similar to the one waiting at the end of the road. What does this mean? Of course, Andy Secrets was present through the several takes of waiting at the end of the road, and maybe he liked that figuration and picked it up and adapted it to his own solo in this recording. The other thing I want to say is, if I were supposed to rank the three obbligatos behind the vocals that I played, there is no question, of course, that way on top would be the one by Big Spiderbeck, and that would be followed as a second mention and rather honorable one by the very nice one by Sterling Bowes, and way down at the bottom is relatively, what should I say, uninspired one by Andy Secrest. Well, let's continue with the music now. I would like to play one side from the latest CD from the new Wolverine Jazz Orchestra from Sydney, Australia. The title of this CD is Jazz in Jersey. And I'd like to play one side from this CD. It's a piano solo by Robert Smith. It's the immortal composition by Big Spiderbeck, Davenport Blues. Coda there was very much in the style of Bix's piano compositions, wasn't it? Nice rendition. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Vix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Vix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Vixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Vix is alive.